Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurts pulling for the football, stamping the right foot. He's back. He's looking. He is firing, and it is caught for a touchdown. AJ Brown.
The call by Mel Reese says the Eagles go to Los Angeles last night, win the game by 3 scores. Really efficient play by Jalen Hurts. Excellent defense. And, of course, the dominance of Saquon Barkley, who is one of now the favorites to win the NFL MVP. Let's hear the guy that was on those calls last night. His name is Merrill Reese. He joins us every week. And for the past 7 of these Mondays, or Fridays and after that Thursday game, it's been after a victory. Merrill, how you doing today?
I am doing great. What a game. What a performance. Last year, I thought they played well and beat the Rams by 9. But this was a total dominance.
Merrill, it was. And the best part was how they just seemed to assert their will. You know, these games kind of are close early, and they go back and forth. The Rams move the football. But, Merrill, there seems to be a moment in every game where it flips, and then the Eagles just – the best way I could say is they impose their will now on both sides, and they just clamp down on these opponents and then put them away late. It's so much fun to watch a team like this.
Well, you know when I knew this was over? When the Eagles came out to begin the second half, and on the very first play, Saquon takes it 70 to the house. I mean, I've done so many games, Joe and Hugh, over the years. This was the greatest single performance by a running back I've ever seen.
Well, it's one of the great. I mean, it's the greatest in Eagles history, Merrill. It goes up there with one of the 10 greatest terms of total yards in the history of the NFL. And Merrill, the more we watch this player, and I think now people nationally are catching on. He's not just having a great season. He's having a year that feels like it deserves real NFL MVP consideration. And Merrill, that's an award that has primarily become a quarterback award, but Saquon could change that.
You know, it really kind of makes me like the Giants.
They handed him to them.
They let him walk. And this team accepted him with open arms and a ton of money, of course. But what a great player. What a season-changing player he is.
Well, he has been. And Merrill, one thing that is pretty amazing is it doesn't seem like at all he's slowing down. You know, you get towards December, you wonder carries and just the weight of the job he has. Running backs typically, you know, can slow down a little bit. We've seen it with many over the years. It doesn't feel like that, Merrill, as we head towards December and the biggest games and the postseason. It doesn't feel like all the use is getting to him in the slightest. He looks as faster than he did in September.
He looks spry.
No, you're absolutely right. That's a very good observation, Joe. But, you know, one of the things I have to credit Nick Sirianni for is the way that he works these players during the week. And he keeps that in mind. He does everything he can to keep guys fresh. And I think that's paying off. You know, he'll look at a guy like Saquon Barkley and put him aside on a Wednesday and let him take the day off. Same thing he'll do with Jalen from time to time. He paces this team, and he's doing a very good job of it, and it's paying off.
Merrill, let's talk about the defense, because last night they played really well, too. You know, the Rams moved up and down the field first couple possessions, luckily to get a turnover on that first one with the fumble. But after that, it felt like Vic Fangio made adjustments, and they clamped down, and the Rams had a lot of difficulty just getting even a few points after those first couple drives.
And the sad thing is, one of the guys who really spurred that defense and just played magnificent football is our friend Brandon Graham, and he ends up tearing the tricep muscle and he's done for the season. I mean, that's so sad because I know how much BG loves to play football. But, you know, as soon as he can, he'll be back with this team in the locker room and be around the guys. He knows he can't play anymore this season. But what a job he has been off the field and on the field. He is a true defensive leader.
He is, and Merrill, he's going to be challenging to replace. You know, if you had told me before the year they would lose him at some point, I would have been bummed for him, but I would have probably said, okay, he's a role player at this point. But the more we watched this season, he was more than that. Merrill, he was playing a lot of snaps, and I thought last night was the best game he had played all year. It feels like it's going to be hard for them to replace his on-field production, even though he's an older player.
Well, you know, Vic Fangio, who recognizes everything and knows who to put where, I said to Brandon Graham at the beginning of the season, he said, you know, I know it's your last season, but you're not here for a ceremonial tour. No goodbye tour. You're here to play. And BG has just been a key part of it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That defense.
He has been great. And Merrill, some of those youngsters last night stood out as well. I thought N'Kobe Dean played excellent. And I was so impressed watching Cooper DeJean cover Cooper Kupp. He was on him the whole game.
Yeah, they're both of them, Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, these two are exceptional. They're just terrific.
They are. And now, Merrill, we get to look forward to a trip down to Baltimore Sunday.
Baltimore.
And what's interesting, Merrill, the way the schedule is laid out, is there's no more plane trips here until, I don't know, maybe the NFC Championship game, maybe the Super Bowl. The Eagles have a favorable schedule down the stretch, some tough teams. But the travel, Merrill, that's in their favor. You guys aren't getting on a plane for a long time now.
That's a nice thing. But you know what? Every week is different. And, you know, tonight, Baltimore plays against the Chargers. That's going to be interesting to watch. And it's also a war of attrition. You start to feel good about something, but you can lose a key player along the way, and everything changes. Everything changes. I mean, the Eagles lost one key player yesterday. Hopefully, they don't lose any more. But everything can change. And you lose the wrong three players at the wrong time, and your season changes. That's why, Joe and Hugh, when the schedule comes out in April or the beginning of May, I never sit there and go WWL. It's more important who you play. It's more important when you play a particular team than who that team is when the schedule comes out, because it changes every single week. Look, yesterday the Eagles were able to be without Devontae Smith and still had enough offense. But you don't want to lose Devontae Smith for any length of time, because he's an important player on this offense.
Merrill, before we let you go, I wanted your opinion on something that happened during the game. I heard you and Mike talking about it. I was trying to understand what was really going on because I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure what the NFL rule actually is. It was the moment where it was a penalty on the Rams, which set up either a 4th-and-3 or a 3rd-and-13 as they were trying to score late in the game. And it seemed like Nick Sirianni at first said decline the penalty. And then, when he saw the Rams on the field to go for the 4th-and-3, he said, never mind, accept it, push them back to 3rd-and-13. That ended up working out. Merrill, I'm not sure what happened there, if it's a matter of, like, you have a certain amount of time to declare, if he didn't declare and they assumed. What was your thought on what happened there? Because it obviously worked out for the Eagles, but I just wasn't sure what happened.
Yeah, I didn't understand why there would be any thought at all not to take the yardage, the penalty yardage, and back them up. And it paid off because they missed the field goal. But I think at a time like that, a 4th-and-3 is very, very makeable for Matthew Stafford. And Stafford had been rolling out and hitting people like, Puka Nacua and hurting the Eagles with plays like that. I thought the immediate thing is you take the penalty yardage, but I don't know what went on the sideline or how much time there was. Maybe the officials got it wrong or just assumed, but that should have been that was a just take the penalty yardage and back them up.
Yeah, it was, and it worked. They eventually did that, and it led to a good thing, the missed field goal there. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping. I know it was a long night. Get some rest, and we'll catch you up next week. And happy Thanksgiving, Merrill.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Thanks, and same to both of you guys.
There he goes, the voice of the Eagles.